This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's why I take such an active role, because I need a lot of help when it needs twisting. And I have a Greg Stebbins joins us, Victoria Keelan and Doug and Kara. The extent of my technical prowess, I'm learning, I'm doing better, and a lot of these things intrigue me, but I still have a flip phone. And I bought a bunch of these. I keep, when they wear out, I just give them to somebody else, and I hook up the new one. So last week I got a new one, said I was very impressed. It was really, the speakerphone was working great, Greg, and I felt together with it. And yesterday, everybody I called said they could hear an echo on it, whether I was on speakerphone or whether I was just using a regular effect, putting it up to my ear. And so I'm wondering, from the technology genius that you are, as the technical editor for Men's Health magazine, what do you suppose the problem was with my phone? My guy Bob said it's absolutely not the phone. It has to do with the satellites. And I mean, everybody I talked to got an echo back, to the point where it's so annoying they would not want to talk to me.
Well, the way you solve these problems is you have to start asking questions. For instance, were you in all the usual places you usually are?
Yep.
Or a new place? Okay.
Nope.
So nothing changed in terms of location.
Nope.
And nothing else changed except the phone itself.
And it was working fine until Saturday. Last time I used it, I think, was Saturday night.
And this phone itself was working fine until...
Yeah.
It started echoing.
Right.
So, the thing we forget about our cell phones is they're radios. And radios, you know, your voice is traveling through the atmosphere, and it's subject to all kinds of climatic and other variables. So
I used it this morning to call my lawyer, and he said there was an echo on it this morning.
Hmm.
You know, the one thing I will say, I have AT&T and an iPhone, and I've had AT&T forever, and the service is, it's pretty good. But the one time that I always get an echo that is so bad I have to get off the phone is when I talk to my mom and dad, and they have Verizon. There is something between Verizon and AT&T that they do not get along. And
really? It's
so... Do you have Verizon, Doug? What's your service?
I have no use for Verizon, but I still have them. I don't Verizon.
I feel like it's a Verizon cell thing.
Really?
It's the only time I ever experience it.
I always hate to contradict Bob.
Yes.
But it may be the phone. I mean, if this is a new phone, how long have you been using the phone?
A week.
It may be that in the use of it, something got rattled or jiggled inside, or, I mean, the easiest thing, I think, I assume you can just take the chip out and put it into another phone.
The lady at Verizon reprograms it.
So you'd have to go to the store to reprogram it.
Yeah,
I mean, you could spend hours trying to get to the bottom of this, but the easiest thing to try is, frankly, to just take another phone and see if the echo exists. And interestingly enough, if you're going to go to the Verizon store, can they hear the echo? Because if they can hear it there, then make them fix it. That's their job.
Right. Well, I'd be happy to have Verizon in some way, shape, or form do their job. I have very little use for Verizon. And less and less every day. I find them to be obnoxious, horrible, greedy, gluttony, just like every other huge monopoly. I went to the State House to have the state rep try to deal with it. They get Verizon into the lobbyist and the chief operator in Massachusetts into the Department what is it, the Attorney General's office, and they still say, we're not going to do it. I have an ISDN issue with my landline, and that's a special line, not important for everybody to understand what the behind the scenes is. But they refuse to deal with it. They just said, we don't have to, we don't want to, and we're not going to. That's it. That's how they take care of their
lovely
of the people who pay the bill. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So thank you for that. By the way, one of the things I want to call your attention to is Greg's book, that is fabulous, White House Confidential: All Kinds of Things That Are Important for You to Know Between Now and Election Day. This is a big seller. I think it was number one on the Amazon list of most read books about the White House having to do with former presidents, right?
I am proud to agree with you on that.
Yes. Please. But seriously, it's called White House Confidential. Great read about presidential history. All right. So the computer world is changing. I have been told by my technology guys I had a new tower. I call them towers. Set up as a hard drive, I guess, right? What is that? The tower is called a hard drive, or the thing that houses the hard drive? Yes? No?
Maybe.
Maybe. You're a great support system. Thank you. Anyway, I'm going to replace this one because I'm using Windows 7.
Okay.
And it's slow. I got new screens, and I'm going to get a new tower. And so this should fix the problem, but for how long? I find that the fixes for computers last about a week to a month. And then they're either back to doing what they did before, or there's some new problem. Is this just me, or is this what it is?
Well, so first of all, I think what you're referring to as a tower is a desktop computer, correct?
Yes.
It's not a laptop with a hinge and a screen. Mm-hmm. It might sit under the desk, but it's a desktop.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, so here's typically what happens is someone gets a new computer. It's faster. It's more powerful. It has an advanced operating system. And then new problems crop up, A, because it's all new, and so it operates a little differently, and it doesn't do things the way you used to do them, and that's frustrating.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, often when presented more power and more speed and more capability, we try to do more than we used to try to do, and then again push the limit somewhere so that we create new problems. So if you want to use any computer any time in your life, and I include phones and tablets in that, you just have to accept that there's going to be, you don't have to accept it. You can be angry and frustrated all the time.
Yeah.
But which is a reality. And you know what?
A lot of people feel that way about technology all the time.
I feel that way all the time. But I am always pushing things to the limit. You know, Walt Mossberg, who's really the great grandfather of journalistic technology reporting, he wrote for many years for the Wall Street Journal. His first column about computers began with the line, "Computers are hard to use and it's not your fault."
Uh-huh.
And that was probably in 1984, I'm guessing. And you know what? They're still hard to use. It's still not your fault. But you either have to accept them for what they are. They do amazing things. They also have limitations. And that's not going to go away. So accept it or decide to use them less and less in your life. And good luck with that.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, with that in mind, as it's back to school time, maybe you're shopping for a new computer. Most everybody finds themselves doing this every year or two. So we'll give you some ideas during the course of the hour today. What to look for, how to find the perfect computer for you, because it's not the same for everybody. Everybody says, go get a Mac. Well, that might not be right with you. So we'll figure it out. Greg, Victoria, and Doug here at 16 after the hour.
In the news, cupping fever at the Olympics. This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Olympian megastar Michael Phelps had what looked like a swarm of hickeys on his shoulders as he powered to the gold in Rio. Of course, they weren't hickeys. They were the trademark signs of cupping. Cupping is merely a fancy way of bruising yourself. Cuppers swear it speeds recovery of overused muscles. Here's the thing. The evidence that cupping works is, well, does it matter? DCOC advice. With any treatment, there's a placebo effect. In other words, when most of us are treated, a lot of us feel better because we've been treated. Do I think cupping helped Phelps win gold? Nope, not at all. Does he think it helped? Yep, he does. And in the setting of the Olympics, where every edge, however small, counts, that's all that matters. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Please follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call. And when you're there, hit like, let me know you visited.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
All right, we have 18 past the hour, so we're going through the pluses and minuses of getting yourself a new new desktop computer. Or is this for a new computer? Are more people buying at back to school laptops, or are they buying PCs?
Well, Doug, I think you're the only one buying a desktop.
Really?
They make sense in a...
Separates me out from the rest of the crowd in a lot of different ways.
Like your flip phone.
You and gamers. Gamers are the only person,
the only people in college
I knew who had desktops.
Yeah. Right. I mean, for most people, a notebook or a laptop computer makes more sense because they have all the power you need. There's not a big price difference. And frankly, we live in a mobile world. You may not think there's going to be a time where you wished you could just pick your computer up and move it or take it with you, but there will be. And even if you can't imagine it now, if you've never had a laptop and you get one, you will find yourself running out the door with it in your hands.
I do have a laptop.
You have a laptop as well.
Yeah, right. I don't use it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I use it somewhat. It's downstairs on the desk in the kitchen, and it's more for general usage. You know, I keep up with all the rest of the business stuff is upstairs in the studio in the office. But, you know, I mean, this is something that is a preference of mine. What's customer preference? That's really what we should be looking at. How we can help people with customer preference.
Customer preference is a laptop. And I think it should be said that once you have a laptop, so for instance, I'm sitting in front of a 13-inch Dell, and I have it plugged into a very large monitor. There are ways to plug multiple monitors into a laptop. So you can essentially use a laptop, if you choose to, like a desktop, and set it aside and plug in a keyboard, plug in a mouse. I'm using a mouse. And use it as if it was a desktop. But then when you do want to be mobile with it, you have the option of unplugging the cables or having a docking station, unplugging that, and just running out the door with it. There are certainly times where you know you'll never move the computer, or maybe you want more power and a desktop makes sense, but most people prefer a notebook or a desktop or a laptop.
21 past the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, discussing on Tech Talk the back-to-school computer, or maybe just need a computer like I do for my office. Where's the best place to go? The keyboard, how important is that? What is it that you decide? What helps you decide between Mac or Microsoft? That kind of stuff. So where do we begin here?
Well, so I actually just replaced a notebook computer, and I learned some things that really surprised me. The first is, I think you want to think about how you use the computer and how important the keyboard is to you. So if you're just kind of hunting and pecking with two fingers, what I'm about to say may not be as important to you as someone who actually types, you know, learned how to type and is a speed typist. I type very, very fast, mm-hmm. So the keyboard is important to me. But manufacturers have been toying with making subtle changes to the keyboard so that when you go to reach for a certain key, like the return key, it may not be there, or it may be a different size, or it may be next to another key. So the first computer I bought had a special key next to the enter or return key, and so 100 or 200 times a day I wouldn't hit the return key, something else would happen. And I finally realized I have 40 years of reaching for that key, and I'm never going to be able to adapt to this keyboard. I took the computer back because of the keyboard. The other thing you want to look at is a lot of laptops, as you get into the larger sizes, like the 15-inch and the 17-inch laptops, instead of having a standard keyboard, they have a number keypad next to it. And again, if you're a touch typist and you type fast, that's probably going to throw you off, and you're not going to like it. It literally changes how it's called sense memory. It forces you to change what your body has learned to do for years and years and years. For most of us, that change is going to be very painful. So if you're shopping for a computer, you want to look and see if it has a number keypad. And the other thing is, cheap computers often have cheap keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend a lot of time working, your arms will ache at the end of the day. Your hands and your wrists will hurt. So rule number one, when you buy a laptop, find out how many days you have to return it, because if it's a cheap keyboard, you're going to want to take it back, or you're going to suffer for every day that you use it for the next year or two. A good keyboard is the single most important component in a laptop computer.
You know, I have a MacBook Air, and this was my first, this is when I made the transition to Mac, and Karen and I were talking off the air. My MacBook is now 5 years old, and I've never had a single problem with it, and it's running on all of the latest software updates and everything, and it's great. But the first thing I noticed about it is how easy it is to type.
Yes.
And it was, and when I switch back, when I use my parents' laptop, they have a PC, and I find it just, it's so arduous to just type an email, and it's amazing how much it's there's such a huge difference. There really is.
So people operate on the assumption that a Mac is more expensive, and I don't think that's necessarily true. And here's what. So first of all, if a computer is important to you, don't buy a cheap computer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's essential to your social life, to your business life, to your school life, you need to spend money to get a good, high-quality product. And if you're going to use the computer for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years like Victoria, the difference of paying an extra $100 or $200, if you can afford it, you should pay the money.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
Yeah, the point I want to make about... Now, by the way, I'm using a PC, so I'm not advocating for Macs when I say this, but here's why Macs are consistently better machines. Well, after the break, I'll explain why they're better machines and, frankly, a much better value if you can afford the upfront cost.
Uh-huh. I like that, boys and girls. All right,
that's a tease.
That is a tease, yes. We got a number of different things to take apart, but Greg is especially qualified to discuss these things, and that's why he makes for good conversation, good fodder. Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin and Victoria Keelan. We're working our way through the problems or opportunities, probably a better way of looking at this, the opportunity for you to buy a new computer. What is there that you should be looking for? The keyboard is important. Why bother to look at the warranty? Because by the time the warranty plays out, this thing is going to be useless. I'm looking at the warranty, interestingly enough, for the computer I bought a year ago. I think it was April, and it's not up to par anymore. I think it was a 2-year warranty, so why bother? Why would you bother getting in it? Especially to be foolish enough to buy an extended warranty, you got to be nuts. Yes, no.
I think under some circumstances you're nuts if you don't buy an extended warranty.
Why? Why would you? What's you're going to keep this thing?
Well,
how long does the extended warranty last?
So, for instance, I just bought a Dell. And one of the reasons I bought a Dell was I knew that for $150, I could get a 3-year on-site warranty. So if I have trouble with this machine, someone comes to me no matter where I am, at home, in an office, traveling, with the parts, and they repair the machine. I think that's, as you spend more on a computer and as it becomes more mission critical, one of the most expensive parts about having a computer is having to replace the computer. It's easier and easier today because of the cloud, but it takes time to find the right computer and then to transition to it. I don't want to replace a computer every year or two. I want to wait 3 or 4 years, and an extended warranty enables me to do that. If you're buying cheap computers, it matters less. If you're not using it for business, it matters less. If you're storing everything in the cloud, it matters less. But that's where you really need to weigh how you use a computer and what's really important to you. To me, having a long lifespan, and it's one of the reasons to get a Mac, because you will keep it much longer. It's just, if you don't sit down and evaluate what the priorities are to you, the odds of you getting the right computer for you are pretty slim.
But you got to know a lot about it, or something about it. There almost ought to be consultants that do this. I have people that work with me that I find very helpful because they know what my strengths and weaknesses are. But you know, does the average person have that? I need them for my business. So I have somebody who's a business consultant, and I call him up, and he's got all the keys to get on my computer in his office. So he just goes in and fixes what needs to be fixed. Bing, bang, boom, and we're done.
Yeah, I mean, I think almost everybody knows somebody who knows a lot about computers. I mean, I'm the go-to computer guy for all of my friends and my family.
Right.
But, you know, the reality is that consultant is a good salesperson at a good store. You know, if you find a good local computer store and you pick the right time to go shopping, like 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, you'll get all kinds of help. But the most helpful thing you can do is to walk in having already asked yourself questions like, what's my budget? What are my priorities? How long do I expect to keep the machine? Because if you have already asked yourself the kind of questions we're talking about, that salesperson is going to be able to give you their best possible help.
Mm-hmm. Victoria, what's
your... that's true. You don't want to go into a store. It's kind of like going into buying a car. Oh, I don't really know what I want. You know, I have no idea. And then you end up buying something. Exactly.
Yeah, or going in on Saturday afternoon when the store is busy and there's a lot of other people. You can get great personalized service. And I'll throw in a plug here for Best Buy, which, you know, I have no formal relationship with them. They're not paying me to say this. But they're essentially cornering the market on laptops. They're getting manufacturers to create what they call blue label laptops that you can only get at Best Buy. I'm assuming that what Best Buy is doing is listening to what customers are looking for and going back to the manufacturers and saying, like Dell, and saying, we know we have a market for this, make it this way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really smart of Best Buy. It also means that when you walk in a Best Buy store and it's not crowded and you find the smartest person there in the computer department, they're going to be familiar with the computer you're interested in if it's one of those blue label machines, because it's essentially their machine created in partnership with an outside manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're getting the picture here. One of the things that we ought to talk about is the using... I have an iPad, and I had the touchscreen. I was using the touchscreen, but then I got the base for it so you can use the keypad. I find that that's the most distressing. You were talking about getting a really good quality keyboard or something that makes it not frustrating. Even if you're the smaller the screen, you can buy those new, or you get those apps for $3 that give you a bigger surface upon which to hit the keys. I think that's the, no matter what kind of a computer you're using, that's the biggest bugaboo for me.
Well, I always kind of laugh when I go into a coffee shop. I love to watch people who have propped their iPad up, and now they're using a connected keyboard by Bluetooth. And I love to watch them try to pretend like they're actually working on it like a computer, and looking at their face, because their faces are always so pained. A computer is a computer. A tablet is a tablet. One of the things you cannot use on an iPad is a mouse. And if you're trying to do any kind of work on a screen, there are two things.
I'm not dumb enough to try something like that.
but you can walk into a Starbucks and you watch people. First of all, as an editor at Men's Health, I'm waiting for 5 years from now when we get all these reports of people having shoulder surgery because they spent all that time using a touchscreen instead of a mouse. There's just, you know, your body is going to use a mouse to manipulate things on the screen much more effectively than you having to reach up to the screen all the time and use your finger. Touchscreens are amazing. They're just not amazing in that setting. If most of your work requires a computer, get a computer and don't trick yourself into thinking you're going to get the work done effectively and easily on a tablet with an external keyboard.
Microsoft just came out with their new tablet. Was it last year? I think it was one of the... Is there the Surface?
Yes.
And I'd heard good things about it, but it really doesn't... You know, I had a friend who was using it, and he had the little attachable keyboard for it, and I thought about buying one, but it really doesn't make any sense when they're about the same price as a laptop to get that when you can get so much more and just a more comfortable user interface with a laptop.
I think, you know, I said earlier before the break that how manufacturers are changing the keyboard. I think there's been so much emphasis on tablets that we've all forgot how important the keyboard is as an input device. We're now taking it for granted. We all learn to type. Whether you're a two-finger typist or a touch typist, you know where the keys are. Moving the keys or making the keys, there's actually a science to how high the keys should drop when you hit it. I mean, the keyboard is the single most important component on the computer, and if you buy a machine with a bad or a cheap keyboard, you are going to hate that computer every minute you use it.
I think that's the main reason why I always scream and curse out loud whenever I'm on my parents' laptop. It's the keyboard, much more than the operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
This brings us back to a Mac versus a PC. And one of the things to understand about Apple is that, you know, in the PC world, there are hundreds of manufacturers making PCs. Nobody is overseeing the quality control. And in the Apple world, there's, what, 3 or 5 different Mac computers. Not only are they able to completely control the quality, but they're able to control the quality of the components inside. When you buy a Mac, they have continuously improved the components inside, whereas when you buy a PC, mostly what they're doing, they're not looking for better and better components. They're looking for cheaper and cheaper components, which are never better components. So at the end of the day, if you can afford a Mac, you are going to be buying a better computer that is going to give you much longer, uninterrupted service than if you buy any PC. That's just a reality of the economics of scale and the ecosystems in which these machines are made. Look, I'm saying that sitting in front of a PC. There are reasons why it makes sense for me to use a PC versus a Mac, but I knew when I bought this new PC that the best computer I could buy was an Apple computer. And those are the kind of decisions you want to make for yourself.
I find it very interesting as I get used to what I want is comfort. As I don't have to work and think. And whenever I get onto a Mac, I have to just reorient myself to what it is, how the various, if you will, designs change. But I find for my working, Outlook is the best way for me to go through my email and to save it and work with it. And you can't get that on a Mac.
Although, well, you can use the Mail application, which is how I have all of my mailboxes are all organized, and it looks just like Outlook, and it acts just like Outlook. It's just not called Outlook, but that's I don't like Google Mail.
I'm pretty sure there is a Microsoft Outlook for Mac.
Yeah, there
for
is.
Mac.
There's
so,
Office
I mean,
for Mac.
But to your larger point, Doug, it is certainly an adjustment to go from a PC to a Mac or from a Mac to a
PC.
It's
true there's a learning curve because even with the keyboard, I have trouble with Mac keyboards sometimes because I'm so used to the PC, and Mac keyboards tend to have, I think, a little less space between the keys.
A final word from Greg Stebbin on all this in a matter of moments here. Tech Talk time at 44 past the hour.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to Dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Napa Know-How.
Third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. A Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
All right, 47 past the hour. Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara. Did I say Kara? Or did I say Victoria? What did I say?
You said Victoria. Thanks for remembering me.
All right. So the cloud and how it's changing. We got a couple of minutes here. Do people need to know about the cloud and how it operates when they're buying a new laptop or a new computer of any size, shape, or form?
Well, here's why it becomes very relevant, is when you go to buy a computer, you're going to find that the hard drives are getting smaller instead of larger. And there's two reasons for that. One is they're now using and favoring solid-state drives, which are more expensive, but frankly, a lot faster. If you have a choice in buying particularly a laptop or a notebook, the solid-state drive is a better choice. But they're smaller because the prices haven't dropped to reach what the disk drives used to have these spinning drives in them. So you're going to get a smaller hard drive, but why that doesn't matter for most people is most people are keeping their documents in the cloud. They're using Google Docs, or they're using Dropbox or Box or other cloud-based services, so you're keeping less on your computer anyway, and frankly, that's a much better way to protect your stuff anyway.
Yep.
Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. It's Good Day Tech Talk time.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
It's TikTok time on Good Day, 53 minutes after the hour. Victoria and I going through some of the stats in a moment. There's a new app that will let you cut animal cruelty from your life. We'll find out how that works. I noticed the top nations with the most stations and TV sets in China, there are 400 million television sets. In the United States, 219 million. Does that surprise you? That's
no.
All the TV sets, because most homes, well, we're thinking about homes and not people.
Mm.
Many homes that I know have 2, 3, 4 television sets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Japan has 86 million TV sets. India, 63 million. Russia, 60. Germany, 51. And Brazil, 36 million. Other stats that are interesting for those who follow this sort of thing with technology. 64% of the United States uses smartphones. That's the percentage of smartphone penetration in the U.S. this year, up from 52% 2 years ago. So 12% more. You look around, you think everybody's got one of these things. But about two-thirds of the population has a smartphone. I don't know whether that takes into account kids that are under the age of 10 or 12. I think it's irresponsible to give a youngster a smartphone, frankly. They're so distracting because there's so many things to be done. You can use them for so many different things. global computer game and video game sales has peaked last year, $17 billion in video games. $17 billion.
Well, look at the Pokemon Go alone.
I mean, I know.
It's crazy.
What that's all about. All right, in a moment, Victoria's going to explain this new app that lets you cut animal cruelty from your life. Let's figure out how that works right after this.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase of lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase of lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mvvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Victoria, what's the story about this new app?
Well, as I was laid up this week and hadn't left my apartment for a solid 7 days, I decided to sift through some new apps that are out there, and I found one called Cruelty Cutter, which is sponsored by the Beagle Freedom Project. I don't know if you have you heard about that?
No.
It's for whatever reason, beagles are the most tested on lab animals as
really?
Far as dog breeds go. And in every state, there has been legislation to allow these dogs, once they're finished with their testing, to allow them to be adopted instead of euthanized. And some states, California recently passed that. New York is working on it right now. I think Massachusetts, it's been passed. So these animals can go on and have a wonderful life with a loving home instead of just being euthanized. So the Beagle Freedom Project has started this new app called the Cruelty Cutter. And it's a free app. It's super simple to use. And all you do is scan. Every product that you have in your house or if you're in the store, you can scan the product and it tells you immediately if that product was tested on animals. And so if that's something that's important to you, which it is to me, to not buy products that have been tested on animals, then it's a super fast, easy, and free way to eliminate animal cruelty from your life. And in my fits of boredom throughout the week of being homebound, I pretty much zapped everything in my apartment, got rid of some stuff that I was surprised that I didn't know was tested on animals, and some other products that I'm really happy aren't tested on animals. So the Beagle Freedom Project is a nonprofit. You can look it up. There's lots of great information. And Cruelty Cutter is the free app that you can download for Android and iOS.
All right, there you go. There's the story on that app at 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.